Today's daf is Erev and Daf Yud. We left off in Daf Tesam Beis. We are 13 lines from the end of the page. Last one line is Amar at Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Nishmas Mary Yosef ben Avram, Alav Shalom, by his children and grandchildren. It's also sponsored by Henry Orlinsky in memory of his father, Menachem Yitzchak ben Yaakov Yisrael, Zichron al-Rachel, whose yahrzeit is today, Mesham Shav and Aliyah. It's also sponsored by Rav Meir Bruckheimer in appreciation of the Dav Yomi Shirim and in honor of his grandson's Nafi Lieber's wedding to Tamar Gartenberg and their week of Shavu Brachos. It's also sponsored by Rosie and Mark Friedman, Li'il Nishmas Rosie's father, Mr. Eugene Gluck, Yehuda ben Yoshua, whose yahrzeit was 2 days ago. So all of those were the sponsors for yesterday and today. And then yesterday, which didn't make it onto the recording, we had two additional sponsors, Liz Chusser for Shlema for Baruch Bendit ben Tzivya, and by Chaim Langer, Li'il Nishmas, his grandmother, Sarah Fruchter, Allah Shalom, a Holocaust survivor, who raised children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, that are Lomdei Torah, so we thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. And again, we are holding 13 lines from the bottom on Daf Tesam and Beis. First thing we're going to discuss in today's Daf is the inyan of Nira mi bachutz v'shava mi bifnim. What if you have a lechi that's only visible from the outside of the mavli? From the inside of the mavli, it just looks like you have straight walls. You can't tell that there's a lechi attached onto the end of one of the walls. So is that considered to be a lechi or not? So we can get into a detailed conversation about whether we have a raya from a particular braisa about nir mi b'chutz v'shava mi b'fnim. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the basis for the shita of Rebbe back in the Mishnah. Well, Rebbe didn't appear in the Mishnah, but the braisa expands upon the Mishnah, the shita of Rebbe, that if you have a Pesach that's even greater than 10 amos, it's perfectly fine. Whereas the Tanakam and the Mishnah had said that a rach of me'aser yima'it, Rebbe said, no, if it's rach of me'aser, if it's more than a 10 amos Pesach, then it's gonna, you don't need to be me'ma'it, it's perfectly fine. Then we're going to discuss how to be Matir a mavoi that has a 20 amma Pesach. Let's say there are 20 amos. So is there anything you could do, some simple fix that you could do to be matir such a mavoi? And then the final sugya on the daf is going to discuss how to apply the principles of parutz and omeid, and when you need omeid meruba la parutz, and when it's omeid kip parutz, to halachos of tumas oal ameis. Meaning we're talking in hilchos mechitza, but what if you move outside of the laws of mechitza, you move into tumentara, and you talk about oal. So do we have similar dinim of parutz and omeid? So let's begin. Again, we're holding 13 lines from the end of the page on Daf Tesam and Beis. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Last one line is Amar. So Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Nir mi b'chutz v'shav mi b'fnim nidon mishum lechi. So Rabba Rav Huna says, I'll tell you a halacha, that if a lechi is only visible from the outside of the mavoi, but it's not visible from the inside of the mavoi, it's perfectly fine. It still works as a perfectly good lechi. So Amar Rabba, so Rabba, presumably Rabba Bar Rav Huna, says, Musvina Nashmaitin. I'll ask on my own teaching, because we have a Mishnah later on. The Mishnah tells us, Chatzer Ketana Shenifritza LeGedola. Let's say you have two Chatzeros that open up into each other. One of them is a little bit wider than the other one. So Gedola Muteres, you're allowed to be Muteres, as long as each one has their own Eruv Chatzeros between the different houses in the Chatzer, the members of the larger Chatzer are allowed to carry throughout their chatzer, because from their perspective they have three full walls and then partial walls on the fourth side with an opening in the middle of the fourth wall, but it's a Pesach. You're allowed to have a Pesach in your chatzer, and that's perfectly fine. But uketana asura, the members of the smaller chatzer are not allowed to carry within their chatzer, because from their perspective they're nifratz b'milua. It's wide open. It's the whole fourth side is open. They don't see the small walls that are on the side of the opening, because their whole chatzer is very narrow, so they're, as far as they're concerned, it's entirely open on the fourth side. So mipreshi kepischa shel chatzer, the pirtz is considered pischa shel gedola. The pirtz is considered to be a pesach of the large chatzer, but as far as the small chatzer is concerned, it's just nifratz b'milua. But the imisa, but if I'm correct, says Rabbi Rav Huna, that even a lechi that's not visible from the inside of a mavur, the inside of a chatzer, but is is visible from the outside is good enough. Katana nami tishtari kinir mibuchatz shavim b'fnim v'nir mibuchatz shavim b'fnim. The katana, the smaller chatzah should also be mutter because it has lechis. You just can't see them from the inside, but right outside the walls of the right past the entranceway of the katana, there are side walls that should function as a lechi if you hold that you don't really need to see a lechi. No, maybe the case is the little bit of wall that exists on the fourth side of the Chatzar Gedola doesn't count for the Chatzar Katana, not because they're not visible, but simply because the long walls of the Chatzar Katana go past those walls. So there's no tziruf between the walls of the Chatzar Gedola and the Chatzar Katana, between the fourth side of the Chatzar Gedola and the Katana, because the walls of the Katana go into the Chatzar Gedola. They go past and into the Chatzar Gedola. Rashi has an unusual comment over here. Rashi says they go into the Chatzar Gedola shtei amos, that they protrude two amos into the Chatzar Gedola. The Ritva points out all you need is three tvachim, meaning you just need them to go three tvachim in, because less than three tvachim we'd say it's love, but it's as if they're not really protruding into the Chatzar Gedola. But once they're more than three tvachim in, it's unclear. It's a big tzarech iyun why Rashi says that they have to go two amos. We don't have a shear of two amos. You know, four amos we have is a shear of a mavoi, three tvachim is lavud, four tvachim is a makom chashuv. Two amos? Where does that come from? So that's not abundantly clear. The Rishonim are bothered why Rashi mentions that. But anyway, that's the ukimta that Rabbi Zeira makes, that the kolsei chatzar katana protrude into the chatzar gedola, and therefore the side walls of the chatzar gedola are not going to help and count as a lechi. Now, for whatever reason, the Gemara is going to assume right now that the chatzar gedola is only slightly wider than the chatzar katana, and so slightly wider that the difference between the side walls of the chatzar katana and the side walls of the chatzar gedola is less than three tvachim. That between one and the other, the gap between them is so tiny, it's less than three tvachim. So says the Gemara, v'lei malavud. But if that's the case, shouldn't we just view these as continuous walls? Shouldn't we say lavud and treat it like they're right up against each other? And therefore, even legabe the chatzar katana, it should be like we should count those side walls, because at least let them be a lechi. A lechi doesn't have to be very big; it could be very tiny. So at least count the side walls of the chatzar gedola, or rather the walls on the side of the pesach of the chatzar gedola, to be a lechi for the chatzar katana v'tishtari, and it should be mutter to be metaltel even in the chatzar katana. Oh, I know what you're going to tell me. Who said that they're so close to each other, that they're within three tvachim of each other? V'chitema demipal gituva. No, you're going to tell me that the Chatzar Gedola is much wider than the Chatzar Katana, and therefore the walls of the Chatzar Katana are much further away than three tvachim from the side walls of the Chatzar Gedola. But that's not true, because Vatani Ravad Baravimi Kamed Rabbi Chanina, Ravad Baravimi taught a brisa in front of Rabbi Chanina that Katana Be'esu Gedola Ba'achas Esrei, that the case of the Mishnah must be where the Katana is only 10 amos wide and the Gedola, the Chatzar Gedola, is 11 amos wide. That means in total there's a 1 amma difference in width between the Katana and the Gedola. So think about that. What does that mean? If the Katana is perfectly centered with the Gedola, that leaves 3 tvachim of difference in width on each side. But then you have the width of the wall as well. So it means that it's pachos mishlosha tvachim of avir. It's less than 3 tvachim of airspace between the side walls of the Chatzar Katana and the side walls of the Chatzar Gedola. So vaitu, we should say lavud. And if we say lavud, then you should be matir even the Chatzar Katana. Some Ravina says, no, b'muflagin mikosel zeh b'shnayim mikosel zeh b'arba. You're making an assumption that everything's perfectly centered. Maybe the Chatzar Katana is not perfectly centered with the Chatzar Gedola. It's a little bit off to one side. So on one side, the side wall of the Chatzar Katana is 2 tvachim away from the Chatzar Gedola. Good, so you have lavud over there. But on the other side, it's 4 tvachim away from the Chatzar Gedola, and over there, you're not going to have lavud. So says Gemara, okay, but you don't need to How many lechis do you need to be matir the chatzar katana? You only need one lechi. So as long as you have lavud on one side, that should be good enough. Why would you even suggest that you need two lavuds? So says the Gemara, Rebbe, he were assuming like the sheet of Rebbe, the Amar Be'inan Shnei Pasin, who says that you in fact require two lechis in order to be matir the chatzar. Titania, where do we find Rebbe says such a thing? Titania, chater niteres bepas echad, Rebbe omer bishnei pasin, that a chater is mutter with only one pasin. Rebbe says that a chater is mutter with two pasin, that you need two lechis in order to be matter the chater. So up to this point, what have we said? Rabbi Rafuna had a din, that near me b'chutz v'shavim me b'fnim, if you only see a lechi from the outside, it counts as a good lechi. He thought that there was a problem because the Mishnah talks about a chatzar gedola bordering the chatzar katana, and the chatzar katana was not allowed to be metaltel. Well, why not? Why don't we say near me b'chutz v'shav me b'fnim? So he said, here's why not, because it's not a einachinami near b'chutz v'shav me b'fnim is a good lechi, but over there it's not a situation of near me b'chutz v'shav me b'fnim, because the kolsei chatzar katana protrude into the chatzar gedola. And they're far enough away, at least on one side, from the side of the Kosei Chatzar Gedola, so that you can't count that wall of the Chatzar Gedola as a lechi for the Chatzar Katana. On the other side, you can count it as lechi, but we're assuming, like Rabbi, that you need two lechis. And therefore, the din that Rabbi Baravuna started with at this point still stands. That nir mi b'chutz v'shavim mi b'fnim is nidon mishum lechi. It does count as a lechi. The fact that the Mishnah seemed to be against it, you can make all sorts of ukimtas like this to make sure that the Mishnah is not against this din of Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. So now the Gemara says, man, I don't know if we're satisfied with that answer. Even if you say that this price is assuming like Rebbe, it's still not abundantly clear. Why do we have to say that that the Chatzar Gedola is exactly one amma wider than the Chatzar Katana? So the shear of the width of the Chatzar Gedola could only be explained if the lechi that's near b'chutz v'shav b'fnim is not a good lechi, the Gemara is about to say. Rabbi Rav Huna's din must not be correct. Hai mai, I am Rabbish Shlomo near b'chutz v'shav b'fnim, eino nidon mishum lechi, if you would say that Rabbi Rav Huna is incorrect, that any time you have a lechi that's not visible from the inside, it's not going to be a valid lechi. The Rebbe Savrla Rabbi Yossi, and Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yossi that a lechi needs to be, now we're introducing a new thing, that each lechi needs to be three tvachim. So the lechis that by the end of the chatzar would also need to be, each of them would need to be three tvachim. So now I understand why you're going to say that the chatzar gedola has to be one amma, exactly one amma wider than the Chatzar Katana, because for the Chatzar Gedola's own sake, it needs two lechis, and each lechi, if you assume like Rabbi Yossi, has to be three tvachim, so you're going to need a total of six tvachim. And then Udrabi Zeira, Udravina Lesa. You don't need to say these ukimtas that Rabbi Zeira and Ravina made, where the walls of the smaller Chatzar protrude into the larger Chatzar. You don't have to, and that there it's not centered properly, that it's the Chatzar Katana is off center from the Chatzar Gedola. You don't need to make any of the Zakimtas. Yeah, anyway, are going to say that it's 11 Amma wide Chatzar Gedola, 10 Amma wide Chatzar Katana. The Chatzar Katana is not allowed to be metaltel, even though it's nearer mi b'chutz v'shav mi b'fnim, because that's not good enough. We don't pass like Rabbi Rav Huna. Nearer mi b'chutz v'shav mi b'fnim is not good enough, and the reason why you need it to be exactly one amma wider, the Chatzar Gedola needs to be one amma wider, is for the sake of the Chatzar Gedola. For its own lechayim to work, they need to be three tvachim each. Mishum hachi, katana baser, gedola b'achas esrei. That fits perfectly. That's why the smaller Chatzar needs to be 10 amos, the larger Chatzar needs to be 11 amos. Mishum derebi, some like Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yossi that each of the lechayim need to be three tvachim. But if you, Rabbi Rav Huna, are correct, then it still doesn't work. If Rabbi Rav Huna is correct, that when a lechi is visible from the outside and not from the inside, that it still counts as a good lechi vis-a-vis the inside, vis-a-vis the smaller chatzer, Udrabi Zer, Udravina Isa, and therefore you have to make the Ukimta and the Mishnah of the Chatzar Katana that borders the Chatzar Gedola, you have to make an Ukimta that like Ravina made and Rabbi Zera made, that the walls of the smaller Chatzar protrude into the larger Chatzar, and that it's off-center, so on one side it's more than three Tvachim away from the side wall, so then V'Rebbe Lo Savar Lak Rabbi Yossi, and you're assuming that in order to be a valid Lachi, you don't need it to be three tvachim on each side, right? Because if you did, then by making it off center, you're ruining the larger chatzar. So because you're making it less than three tvachim on one side of the larger chatzar. So then gedola b'achas shelamali. Why would we have to say? Why would we have to make a rukimta that the Mishnah that talks about a chatzar katana bordering a chatzar gedola has dafka an 11 amma and 10 amma? That the chatzar gedola is 11 ammas and the chatzar katana is 10 ammas. Mimanav shach. If you're trying to be matir the larger chatzer be'eser shnei tefachim sagya, all you need to be matir the larger chatzer is that the larger chatzer be two tefachim larger than the smaller chatzer, one tefach for each side. Those are your two lechis. Shine, that's it. You're good. You don't need it. Meaning, because we're assuming right now that we don't hold like Rabbi Yossi that each lechi needs to be three tefachim. It only needs to be one tefach wider on each side. The ilam misra lektanakasi, and if all you're trying to show is that you're going to aser the reason you said the one amma difference between the size of the chatzar gedol and the chatzar katana is just to be matir the chatzar katana, well then l'shmina d'miflegi tuva, to aser the chatzar katana rather then give a case where the chatzar gedol is way wider than the chatzar katana, then you won't get involved in questions of why isn't it lavud and have to make it off center. You don't need to say that, just make it way wider, and then you're not going to have to worry about it being off center, because certainly you're not going to be able to combine it with the sidewalls of the chatzar gedola. So by the virtue of the fact that we felt the need to make an ukimta that the chatzar gedola is exactly one amma larger than the chatzar katana, elav shramina nirmi chatzar shavim b'fnim. It must be that Rabba Bar Rav Huna's din is incorrect. That when a lechi is only visible from the outside and it's not visible from the inside, it is simply not a valid lechi. And that's why the chatzar katana that borders on the chatzar gedola, the chatzar katana is going to be usher. Aye, there are lechiayim on each side. If you go outside of the chatzar katana, you'll see them. I don't care. It doesn't matter. They don't count as a lechi if you don't see them from the inside. So it seems to be a clear raya against Rabba Bar Rav Huna. So I'm Rav Yosef, lo shmia li hashmaitza. So Rav Yosef says, I never heard from Rav Huna, Rabba's father, this din, that a lechi that's near b'chutz v'shav b'fnim counts as a lechi. It must be that Rabba Bar Rav Huna said this on his own. He didn't have this as a mesora from his father, and therefore I'm not so bothered that we're going to reject the shita of Rabba Rav Huna. You see, if it was Rav Huna's shita, I'd be very nervous about it, says Rav Yosef, and I would have to come up with some way to defend it. Rabba Bar Rav Huna, I'm not so nervous about. Why? Rabba Rav Huna wasn't one of the Gedolei Amoraim. So apparently, the Ritva points out that Rav Yosef was always somech on Rav Huna la halacha, because Rav Yosef was a Talmud of Rav Huna. The Gemara says so in Shabbos Kuf Chav Tes, and that's the Rambam writes that in Akdama to the Mishnah Torah that Rav Yosef was a Talmud of Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. So it makes sense, as if it was the father, so the father's my Rebbe, the father I'd have to be concerned about. But the son, okay, so the son's wrong. It doesn't bother me so much. I don't have to defend the shita of Rabba Bar Rav Huna. So says Abaye, Amalei Abaye, so Abaye says to Rav Yosef, what do you mean that you never heard this from Rav Huna? At Amrit Ne'alon, you're the one that taught us this din, and you told us that Rav Huna is the one that said the din, that it wasn't from the son, it wasn't from Rabba Bar Rav Huna. The Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Mem Aleph, tells us that when Rav Yosef got older, he got sick, and he forgot a lot of his learning. And that's why throughout Shas, you always have Abaye telling Rav Yosef, Adam and Elon, you told us this din, you just forgot. And it was, that's why you would always have to remind him of things that he had taught previously. One of the Achronim in the back of the Gemara, the Hagos Ram Strashon, is bothered. He says, why is it? Rashi, in many places in Shas, when this happens, when Abaye reminds Rav Yosef of something, Rashi will point out, yeah, because Rav Yosef forgot a lot of his learning. And this is the first place in Shas it happens. And it does, Rashi doesn't say anything about it. So why is it that, how did he choose where to say, where not to say? But it seems obvious that that's what's going on over here. I mean, it's the same as it is every time in Shas, that as Rav Yosef got older, he forgot his learning, and therefore he needed to be reminded by his Talmud of what he had previously, what he had previously taught. I once heard a beautiful vart from Rabbi Friend. Rabbi Friend said that that's the pshat in the Gemara at the end of Sota, that the Gemara says that the Mishnah says Mishmeis Rebbe Batla Anava, that when Rebbe died, so Anava died. So the Gemara over there says Amar Rabbi Yosef Al Tisni Anava Teika Ana, that don't say Anava died because I'm still here. So everyone's a little bit bothered by that. What kind of statement of Anivus is that, to say you can't say that Anivus has died because I'm the most humble person? I mean, we've heard politicians and the like say, you'd be surprised at how humble I am. I'm the most humble person you know. But, you know, most of the time, humble people don't talk like that. They don't say that I'm the most humble person. So people come up with all sorts of creative answers. They say, no, no, there's a guy named Ana. He wasn't saying there's me. There's a guy named Ana. He was saying, don't say Ana is dead. There's Ana over there, right? He's the most humble person. You know, all different suggestions. So my friend once suggested, it's Rav Yosef talking. Rav Yosef said, the key to Anivus is that for a person to think that they don't have any kochos, or that they don't have any talents, or that they haven't even accomplished anything, but to realize that whatever it is that we have accomplished is totally b'siyata d'shmaya. It's all up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us the ability and giving us that tzacha. And Hashem nasan v'Hashem lakach. Hashem, just like He gave it to us, He could take it away from us in a moment, and that's the greatest raya, that it's not us, that it's the Ribono Shlom. Al tisni anava d'ika ana. Just look at me. I was from the Gedolei Amoraim. I was Rav Yosef, Talmud of Rav Huna, Rebbe of Abaye. And now I need Abaye to go reminding me of everything I learned because I forgot everything. So al tisni anava, don't say Anivus is batel, because I'm still around. As long as people see my example, they'll appreciate that everything comes from the Ribono Shalom, that there's nothing that's a given in life. There's nothing that's our own accomplishments. So anyway, so over here is another example. So Rav Yosef had said, oh, this couldn't have been from the father, it couldn't have been from Rav Huna, it must have been from Rabba Bar Rav Huna, and therefore we can reject it. So Abaye says, no, you told it to us in the name of Rav Huna. I'll even tell you the context that you said it to us. Let's say you have a mavoi that his wall comes to an end, and then you add on to the wall a lechi, you add on a board that just extends the wall of the mavoi a little bit further. So how far does it extend that wall of the mavoi? Pachus me'arba amos nido mishum lechi. If it extends the wall of the mavoi less than 4 amos, meaning the board that you added on to the side wall of the mavoi is less than 4 amos, good, then it's a lechi, and therefore mishtameshim chudo apnimi. You're allowed to use the area that's inside that's before the lechi begins. Meaning you're allowed to use the area in the mavoi that has now become mutter al yedei that lechi, as long as you're using the area that's before that lechi begins. But arba amos, if the lechi itself is 4 amos wide, then nidor mishum mavoi. Then that's a shear of a mavoi in its own right, and since it's a shear of a mavoi in its own right, it's not considered like a lechi that's matir the mavoi, it's considered like an extension of the mavoi. So now you just have a bigger mavoi, but there is no lechi at the end of the mavoi, and therefore the whole thing's going to be asir. So in that context, when you quoted that halacha, you told us Shema Minatlas. You told us that we see three things from this statement of Rami Baraba Amar Rav Huna in the name of Rav Huna. Three statements, three halachas from this statement of Rav Huna. Number one, Shema Minah Bein L'Chayayin Aser. First thing we see is that when you're Matir Mavoy Al Dei Lechi, you cannot carry in the area that's across from the lechi, only Min Chudu Apnimi V'Lefnim, only from before the lechi starts. The area that's directly across from the lechi, you're not allowed to be metaltel in such an area. The Rishonim raised the question, Rabbeinu Peretz, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, they all raised the question, how do I know that the Isra to be metaltel min achudu apnimi of the lechi is because bein l'chayayim is also to be metaltel? Maybe you're not allowed to carry outside of the chudu apnimi of the lechi because there's no kosal achar kenegdo, meaning you have a mavoi, it comes to an end here, right? And then on one side you attach a lechi that makes it go a little further. Maybe the reason I can't carry right across from the lechi is because on the other side there's no wall. The wall, meaning presumably the mavoi wall stopped at the same place, and then you just latched on a lechi to the end of one of the walls. Maybe that's why I can't. Who says that there's a rule in lechis that you're not allowed to carry across from the lechi? Maybe that's what's going on over here. So the Rishonim say you have to say that the case is that originally the other wall went a little further than this wall, and now that you latched on the lechi, now they're even with each other. But there is wall on the other side, and afal pikein, you're not allowed to carry there because you're only allowed to carry inside 5 of the lechi. So that's the first thing we learn from there, that you can only carry across from that you're only allowed to carry from before the lechi begins. It happens to be we had already mentioned this on Daf Ches and Daf Tes, and we paskin this in Shulchan Aruch as well in Siman Shin Samechei Siv Dalet, that when there's a lechi, you have to carry only before the lechi begins. You're not allowed to carry across from the lechi. It is somewhat curious because the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Samech Gimel, if you'd Gimel, paskins that a lechi that's moshech im defano shel mavoy is you can only be mishtamish michudo apnimi. You can only be mishtamish from the area from the inner area. So I'm sorry. We paskin that you're allowed to be metaltel. I'm sorry. We paskin that you're allowed to be metaltel. The Shulchan Aruch paskin you're allowed to be metaltel between the lechi, and yet in the Shulchan Aruch still quotes our halacha that in our case where you added on the lechi at the end of the wall, that you're only allowed to be metaltel mechuda panimi. So the Olah Shabbos raises the question, says it's stira, because our Gemara says that if you're allowed to be mishtamish keneged alechi, you could be mishtamish mechuda panimi from the lechi as well. It's only if it's also mishtamish keneged alechi that you're not allowed to be mishtamish from beyond where the lechi begins. So Magen Avraham suggests that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about where there's no other kosel keneged alechi. Remember, all the Rishonim said that the only reason we know for sure that there's a din of michuda apnimi is because, and it's not just because there's no other wall on the other side, is because we made a nukimta that there is another wall on the other side. Okay, but what if there weren't another wall on the other side? So then you would not be allowed to carry in that area. So everyone would hold that it's us to carry in that area, and that's the din that the Shulchan Aruch is quoting. Okay, back to our story over here. So again, Rav Huna said a din that if you add on a lechi to the end of one of the walls of a mavoy, so he said a din, if that lechi is more than 4 amos long, it's just a mavoy, it's not a lechi, you're not allowed to carry there. If it's less than 4 amos long, you are allowed to carry there, but only up until where the lechi begins. So first thing we see from there, said Rav Yosef, is that you're only allowed to carry minachudu apnimi of a lechi. That a lechi is not matir the area that it's across from, only from inside of that lechi. Ushmami, now the second thing we learn is Meshach Mavoy Barba, that you see that the shear of a Mavoy is 4 amos, and that's why if the board that you added on to the end is 4 amos long, that's when it's just an extension of the Mavoy. And third thing that we learn is Shema Mina, and this is the one that matters to us for our Sugya, near Mibuchutz Veshav Mibifnim, Nidam Mishum Lechi, that if a Lechi is only visible from outside, but it's not visible from inside, it still counts as a Lechi. So Rav Yosef, don't go rejecting Rabbi Rav Huna's din, because you're not bothered by it, because Rav Huna never said it. You taught us that Rav Huna said it. So now we have a problem because we said that it's against the Mishnah. So it says Mar Vihil said near Ribchutz Vishav Mifnim, Nidal Mishum Lechi. And we in fact paskin like Rabbi Rav Huna that it is Nidal Mishum Lechi. So it says Mar, what? Tiyufta Vihilchasa? We showed a brisa that goes against Rabbi Rav Huna, because the brisa explained the Mishnah's case of Chatzah Gedolah and Chatzah Ketanah is Dafka, where the Chatzah Gedolah is 11 amos, Chatzah Ketanah is 10 amos. That only made sense if you don't hold like Rabbi Rav Huna. And now you tell me you're going to pass like Rabbi Rav Huna? So in, Mishum Tetani Rabbi Chia Kavasei. Yeah, because even though there's a brisa that goes against Rabbi Rav Huna, we have a brisa from Rabbi Chia that goes like Rabbi Rav Huna, and a brisa from Rabbi Chia is a more authoritative Brisa, because it's always considered a more authoritative Brisa. Why is it considered a more authoritative Brisa? So Rashi writes in Maseches Chul and Daf Kuf Mem Aleph that Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Oshia were Mesada the Brisos, and they were very medaktik in the exactly the words of each and every Chacham, each and every Tana that they quote, and they always quoted precisely. Other Tanayim, when they were teaching Brises, would add their own Chidushim along the way. So they would add their own elaboration, and there are also other people who taught Brises. You can't rely on the authenticity of the Brisa coming purely from the Tana, because they're Tamid Chacham, so they're adding their own commentary. So it's ironic, right? You would think that those who are Mechadshim and are adding, so these are going to be the ones that really leave a mark. These are the ones that are really going to make an impact, because they're saying Chidushim. They're not just reporting. They're not just being dolo mashke mitaras rabo. They're not just reporting what it was. They're adding their own chidushim. But it turns out that the only brises we can actually actually rely on are the Rebbe Chiya Rebbe Oshia brises, where they faithfully just transmit exactly what the Tanaim said. So anyway, so that's why we're going to paskin that way. Okay, that's the hard to give today's daf. Now, if you have an entranceway that's larger than 10 amos, you need to make it smaller, because if it's a pirtz so that's yeser me'asa, it's bigger than 10 amos, that's a problem. So you should know that's not agreed upon by everybody. Rabbi Yehuda says that even if an entranceway is more than 10 amos, you don't need to be memayit. Vat kama. So how big of an entranceway does Rabbi Yehuda allow? Rav Achai kamei de Rav Yosef lemeimar ad sholosh amos shlish. Even Rabbi Yehuda has a limit, and the limit is 13 1/3 amos. Where do you get that from? The kal v'chomer pasi biros. We learn it from a kal v'chomer from the din of pasi biros. The din of pasi biros is that used to be when the Olei Regalim were to go up for Yantif to Yerushalayim. So as they're traveling, their animals would need to drink, and there were wells along the way. But on Shabbos, when they stop, they can't draw water out of a well. A well is a Rishus HaYachid, and they're what? They're going to bring it out into the street. That's a Rishus HaRabim. It's going to be a violation of Otzah. So Chazal had to come up with some way to make a quick Eruv, to make something that to make quick partitions that will work to allow you to draw water from the well and bring it out to the area surrounding the well. So what they came up with is this din called Pase Biroos, where you make four posts that are each, small posts perpendicular to each other, and you put them in four corners, and that counts as walls, and you place them at some distance from the wells in the four corners, and we view that as if there are walls totally around the wells. But even in the case of Pase Biroos, where Chazal allowed taking out your four posts and setting them up in these four spots, even that, they only allow the area between the posts to be up to 13 1/3 amos. If it's more than 13 1/3 amos in between the posts, then it's not going to be good. Then we don't allow the pasi biros. So we can say, okay, so we have a kal v'chomer from pasi biros. Uma pasi biros. Sheitar to ben parts meruba lo omeid, lo itar to ben yosem mishalosh shayamu shlish. Pasi biros, where we allow so much more open space than there is actual wall. There's very little area of actual wall. Each of these posts is one amma by one amma. They're very small, and 13 1/3 amos in between them. So we're willing to be makel up until 13 1/3 amos. So a mavui where we're more machmir shalowi tartabo paritz meruba laomeid, a mavui that has much stricter standards. We don't allow paritz meruba laomeid. Sayin odin shalow tartabo yosem shalosh shayamu shlish. There's no way we can allow more than 13 1/3 amos by a mavui. So says Mar Vihia Nosenes. No, maybe the very svara that you're giving to be machmir by pirtz of a mavoi is because we don't allow parts meruba alom by a mavoi. That's maybe the reason why we could be more makel by a mavoi. Pasi biros sheyatad ben parts meruba alomed lo tater ben yosim mishal shasheyam shlish. By pasi biros, we have to be careful about how much space we leave between the pasi biros, because we're already being so makel in allowing the whole thing to happen, even though there's so much more open space than there is wall. But maybe since a mavui anyway is going to require more wall than open area, so the open area could be larger than 13 1/3 amos, because however large it is, you're going to have more wall than open area. So maybe it's not a great kal v'chomer from pasi biros. And another problem with it, inami lidach kisa, or you could say from a different perspective, that we need to be more machmir by a mavui than we are by pasi biros, because pasi biros are kal tabu chad kula akul bu. Maybe you're right. Maybe we treat pasi biros with a certain level of leniency, and that's why we allow up until 13 1/3 amos of space in between them. But mavoi kalo. Maybe by mavoi we can't allow any more than 10 amos. So if we're trying to explain the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda based on pasi biros, it doesn't work. We don't have any raya that you could allow more than 10 amos by a mavoi. Just because we allow more than 10 amos by pasi biros, we allow a lot of things by pasi biros. We allow part to move al omid by pasi biros. So that's not a raya to what we're going to allow by a mavui. So that's how we reject the kal v'chomer. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Yehuda does hold that a pirtza that's more than 10 amos is still going to be mutter by a mavui. You're not going to have to be mima'it the pirtza. Okay, so now let's assume there is a din that a pirtza can only be 10 amos by a mavui. So Tani Levi, mavui shu rachav esrim amos, similar like the Tanakama, that you can only have a 10 amos opening. What if you have a mavui that has a 20 amos opening? It's a large mavui. and it's closed on three sides, but the one open side is more than 20 amos wide. So what can you do to help in that case? So no, it's kind of emtiiso v'dayo. Take one pole, however small it is, it could be a narrow pole, a post like this, and just stick it right in the middle of the mavoi, exactly in the middle. And then you'll be left with less than 10 amos on that side, less than 10 amos on that side, and you have two doors to the mavoi. V'dayo, that's going to be good enough. So says Mar, hu tani la v'hu amar la, Dein halacha kosa mishnah. That we don't pass on like that, Braisa. It's not going to help to put the pole in the middle because the avir on one side of the pole and the avir on the other side of the pole make it as if the pole doesn't exist. There's so much more avir than there is pole that we ignore the pole. We have to pretend that the pole doesn't exist. That's how Rashi writes it. The reason that ein halacha kosa mishnah is because asi aviru dahei gisa v'aviru dahei gisa u'mevatalei l'kana. The airspace on either side of the pole is mevatal the kana. Rabbi Kivi Eger is bothered in his commentary to Shulchan Aruch. He says in Siman Shin Samach Gimel, why does Rashi have to give that reason? Even if you say that the avir of the two sides is not mevatal the kana, but the kana doesn't help to be mevatal the mavui, because the pesach of the mavui is 20 amos wide, and even if you take away a little bit from the width of the pesach, even if you take away the width of the kana from the width of the pesach is still more than 10 amos wide. So the kana is not going to. I mean, you have to say the kana is as if it's not there. It's just it doesn't create a second pesach. That's all you need to say is it doesn't function to create a second pesach because it hasn't split the mavui. If you haven't made two mavuos and it's one mavui, so you just have a pesach with a little bit of a barrier that gets in your way. That you gotta wiggle your way around, but it doesn't create a second pesach. So that's what we give Eger's kasha in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so Iga da Amri. Others say that Amr Shmuel Mishmei de Levi Ein Alach Kosa Mishnah. That it wasn't Levi himself who said Ein Alach Kosa Mishnah. It was Shmuel who said in the name of Levi Ein Alach Kosa Mishnah El Hechi Avid. So what should you do? So Amr Shmuel. Okay, here's where we're going to get creative. You have this 20 amma opening. What do you do? Take a 4 amma long post and put it in the middle of the opening, but running into the mavui. So now you've created two mavuos. You have because the shear of a mavui is 4 ammos. So since this post goes 4 ammos into the mavui, you have two separate mavuos, and each mavui has a pesach that's less than 10 ammos. So it can't be a pole. It's got to be a post that goes 4 amos in. Inami, because Rav Yehuda, or you could do like Rav Yehuda suggested, Dam Rav Yehuda, Mavui Shurach of Chamesh Hashayama, Rav Yehuda had a case where a Mavui was 15 amos wide. So what did he suggest? Marchik Shtei Amos, move 2 amos away from the sidewall. Vosa pas shalosh amos. Then put a 3 amma board there, so the 2 amos will be swallowed up by the 3 amma board. So now you have it's closed off for another 5 amos into the pesach, which leaves you with only 10 more amos, and that's a perfect size of a pesach. So Mai says, "Why do you have to do that? Why do you have to mark the 2 amos and then make a 3 amma board?" I have another idea. Yasa pas amma mechza, right up against the wall, make a 1.5 amma board. Then leave 2 amos of empty space. Then viyasa pas amma mechza, make another 1.5 amma board. Why don't you suggest that? Shemamina omim murbal aparts mishtei ruchos lo aviyomed. So what you see from there is that we're not mitstarif the two posts to be mevatel the space in between them, because the space in between them is larger than each of the posts. We just made an akimta, the space in between them is 2 amos, each post on its own is only 1.5 amos. Ah, together the 3 amos? Yeah, but apparently we don't look at that. So it says, maybe really if it is considered enough to be mevatel the two posts on the side. Shiny hach, adasi avir daigis of avir daigis and mevatele. But over here, you still have 10 amos of open space on the other side of the last post, and that's what's going to be mevatel the last post. So it says, well, okay, I got another suggestion. V'yasa pas amma, make a post that's 1 amma, and then v'yarchik amma, then distance it 1 more amma. V'yasa pas amma, make another post that's 1 amma. V'yarchik amma, and b'yarchik another amma. V'yasa pas amma, and then make a third post that's 1 amma. So why don't you suggest that? Shmamina omid kaparetz aser. It must be that when the open space equals the size of the post, that doesn't work either. So the old name lach mutter. No, maybe when they equal each other, it is mutter. But over here it's different because the airspace on each side is mevatelit. The Yarchikam says, well, okay, I got another suggestion. You go 1 amma away from the sidewall, v'yasapas amma mechza, make a post that's 1.5 amos. Yarchikam, go another amma away, v'yasapas amma mechza, make another post that's 1.5 amos. So now each of the posts is larger than the airspace in between them. So why didn't you suggest that? He suggested such a simpler suggestion. He said, go 2 amos away from the wall, put one post at 3 amos, good, you're done. I have to start cheshmering. If I get I do 1.5 amma board, then 1 amma space, another amma, what an amma and a half board. Why do you need to do that? The rabban are not matriachas to do such a thing. Says but wait a second. If you do like this suggestion, you left 2 amos of open space, then you're at a 3 amma board, then you have 10 amos of open space. Aren't you concerned that people are going to start using the 2 amma doorway as the main doorway, which leaves 10 amma of open space that's not even a doorway, and that's going to usher the whole thing? No one would do that. Why would you not use the wide, big doorway and instead use a tiny doorway? But Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi said it back on Daf Hey that we're choshish for that. That if you have a big opening at one end and on the side you have a smaller opening, that people might forget, stop using the big opening and they're just going to use the smaller opening. It says Merno Hasam might be Lucha, Hachalokam might be Lucha. Over there he's talking about where the smaller opening is at some distance from the larger opening, so it's shorter to go through the smaller opening. Over here it's not shorter to go through the smaller opening. So let's go another 2 minutes. Tanan Hasam, we have a Mishnah. Or Aslav Chalal Shalom, mitstarfin betefach. That if you have an asla, it's a certain type of kli, its open space and the leather around the open space are mitstarif to shir tefach when it comes to hilchas tum and tara. My ora asla, so I'm Rabbi Chanan, or kisei shel beis hakisei. This is a toilet seat. So a toilet seat is open space in the middle, kamuvan, right? And on the side, it has some substance to it. So that's what we're talking about over here, and that creates an ohel of a tefach to the extent that if there's tuma and something tar underneath that ohel, it's going to transmit the tuma. V'kama, what's the size of the hole in between the two sides of the toilet seat? Kios Rav Dimi Amar etzba'ayim mikan v'etzba'ayim revach be'emtza. You have 2 etzba'os on either side of omeid, and what's parutz, the open area, is 2 etzba'os. So kios Rav, and that equals 6 etzba'os in total, which is more than a tefach. Kiyasa Ravin Amar etzba mechzimikan, v'etzba mechzimikan, v'etzba revach be'emtza. No, it's 1.5 etzba'os on each side, and only 1 etzba of space in between. 1 thumb width of space in between, that's 4 etzba'os, that's exactly the share of a tefach. Amalei Abayi L'Rav Dimi, mi pligisu, the you and Ravin necessarily disagree with each other? Amalei lo, habir Rav Ravasa, habir Zutrasa, v'lo pliginan. No, we're just using different fingers to measure. But when I say a total of four etzbos, I'm talking about a thumb. So 4 etzbos equals a tefach. When he says 6 etzbos, he's talking about a pinky. So 6 etzbos equals a tefach. Amalei la'ay pligisu. He says, no, I don't believe you. You really do argue. Uba'omin murba l'parts mishtei ruchos pligisu. And what you argue about is when you have more omeid than parutz, but only when you combine both sides do you have more omeid than parutz. Lidi dach, according to you, havi omeid. That counts of omeid mishtei ruchos. But l'ravin miruach achas aviyom mishtei ruchos aviyom. You hold that combining both sides together is enough to outnumber the open space in between. Whereas he holds, Ravin holds, that each of the omdim need to be meruba ala paratz. Disal kadai lo pligisu, because if you weren't arguing about that, l'ravin yachi by lin memor, what Ravin should have said is, etzbo shlish mikan, vetzbo shlish mikan, vetzbo shlish revach bamsa. He should have made it all even. Etzbo shlish, etzbo shlish, etzbo shlish. Why did he not make it that way? Why did Ravin have to say that it was talking about an etzbo mechza on one side, etzbo mechza, and then a smaller only etzba in the middle? It must be because he holds that if they're all even, it doesn't work. So he says, what? So Pelginon, you want to say that we argue about Omen Merubah Leparetz Mishnei Tzadim? Lididi Hachi by Lilmeimar. Then I should have given a different example. I should have said etzba shnei shlishim mikan, etzba shnei shlishim mikan, 1 2/3 etzba on each side, etzba ayim shnei shlishim revach v'emtza, and 2 2/3 of etzba in the middle, so that on either, when you put them both together on both sides, it equals what's in the middle. Eleika de lemeimer de pelginon. If you want to say that there's an argument, it's beparutz ke omeid pelginon. What we argue about is when the parutz equals the omeid. So he talks about where the pirtza in the middle is smaller than each of the omdim, whereas I say the parutz ke omeid is mutter, and therefore I have a case where the space in the middle is equal to one of the omdim, to each one of the omdim on the sides. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up four lines from the bottom of the page.